Q100, you're not sure if your body is hungry or thirsty. Soup can really take care of both of those things. And Mara Davis is here to tell you exactly how to set aside both.
That's a good wrap up to soup, I think. You know, are you excited about soup? I'm not feeling that.
Soup is soup, man.
It's my favorite food.
I'm so glad, Kristen. You know, soup's one of those things that I think all of us have been waiting, counting down for sweater weather.
I mean, chicken soup with like a grilled cheese sandwich, that excites me. Outside
chicken
of that,
soup and grilled cheese,
tomato and grilled cheese.
Tomato,
it's just food isn't his thing. Tequila's your thing.
Oh yeah,
vodka's your thing.
Give me that tequila soup.
The beach is your thing.
Give me that beach soup.
Flip flops are your
vodka
thing.
Soup.
Flip flops
are your thing.
So I love fall because you know you get that, and also I think like the pumpkin spice hype is kind of dying out. I think people are like a little bit over it. So I think soup is really making a comeback. You get the cinnamon broom, the sweater, the boot, the scarf. Oh, I love fall. So good. Okay, so let's get started with the queen of soups, of course, Super Jenny. She's got multiple locations, and you know her chili is like one of the best chilies ever.
Now, that's the only soup that I would vouch for because it is
Super
awesome.
Jenny?
Yeah, she is awesome, and that place is awesome.
Well, she also does so many great things to give back to the community, Jenny Levinson does. So I love her, and I love everything that she's been doing, and she's like sort of staked her claim as like the soup queen in Atlanta. Also, Farm to Ladle, there's a location in Avalon at Pont City Market, and they do fresh soups all the time. And they're attached with Breadwinner Cafe. That's Sandy Springs. That's your neighborhood, right?
Yeah. It is. I just don't know. I've never been there.
Oh, it's delicious.
I've never been. I don't know.
You're missing out. It's good.
You've actually seen that on our show on Atlanta Eats. We've covered them. They are always mixing up their soup. So if you like veggie soup or lentil sausage soup. See, I think like you're like into dieting. Like if you've ever done like the Weight Watchers thing.
I have not.
Soup is always one of the best things to eat.
I'm sure,
because it's very, very filling and it's not as many points.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, but what are you all on this week? Keto, 30 day?
I'm on brownies and soup.
Okay, great.
I'm on an intern diet.
So
guys are a fan of taste. I'm not.
I love food. Taqueria del Sol, they do a great shrimp and corn chowder. If you love chowder, New England clam chowder, they do Manhattan and the New England style.
What's the white one?
That is New England.
That's the good one.
Yes.
That's
a good one. If you like matzo ball soup, you can't beat the General Muir. I think it's the best Jewish food in the city. I mean, you can't beat that. Roasted onion soup, if French onion soup is your thing,
that's my favorite.
And E.J. Hutchinson is one of the best chefs. I love him. And I've spotted him at the Carter Center Farmers Market. You know a good chef when you see them strolling through the farmers market. I want to say hi to Bennett's in Grant Park. This is a great little neighborhood bodega, and they do fresh soups every single day. You never know what you're going to get there. I love the fresh. I love the scratch. I love the house made. Wildflower and Alpharetta does that. And I do want to give a mention to Pea Ridge on Lawrenceville Highway in Decatur. They do fresh soups every day, but this is the coolest little neighborhood restaurant. I went there for the first time. Their kale and sweet potato fritters, I know that's not soup, is something that you really should go out of your way to get. They're sensational. Listen, follow me on Instagram, MaraDavis2000, or tweet me at Mara Davis. Watch us on Atlanta Eats on every single day. And on the weekends, you can always find more info at AtlantaEats.com. It's always fun to be here and talk soup with you guys.
Good seeing you, Mara. Thank you for coming in. It's Q100 Burke Show.